Welcome to the Candidates Public Square, a special edition of our regular Public Square program on WILL Radio, and featuring commentaries from candidates for public office in Champaign County. We invited the candidates for auditor, circuit clerk, recorder of deeds, state's attorney, coroner, state representative in the 103rd District, and Congress in the 15th District to submit a commentary of 3 minutes or less about why voters should vote for them. We begin with the candidates for state's attorney.
I'm State's Attorney John Pyland. I'm currently in my 10th year of service to the citizens of Champaign County as their state's attorney. During that time, we've worked very hard to make families safer by addressing the problem of crime aggressively. During my first 8 years, we increased the number of felony cases filed by about 30%. We more than doubled the number of felony convictions, a 110% increase. The number of repeat offenders, violent criminals, and drug dealers sentenced to prison increased by 147%, from 252 to 622. In working closely with law enforcement agencies, the courts, and the community, we were able to produce more safety for all of our citizens. The crime rate has dropped by 23% due to these efforts. We're also aggressive in bringing resources to our community to address important problems. During the time I've served as state's attorney, I've brought in more than $3 million in new grant funding for our community. This money has helped child victims of sexual abuse, domestic violence victims, and other victims of violent crime. This money has also permitted us to prosecute drug dealers and people who commit crimes with a firearm. If we didn't work hard to get that money, it all would have been spent somewhere else. This money was used to help our community and our citizens live in a better and safer place. We established the fully accredited Champaign County Children's Advocacy Center. Now, children who have been sexually abused are interviewed in a safe, separate, age-appropriate location by interviewers who are specially trained to be sensitive to the needs of these children. Last year, nearly 200 sexually abused children from our community were interviewed and received crisis intervention counseling along with their caregivers. Our efforts and hard work have been recognized by others. My colleagues, state's attorneys from around the state, Republican and Democrat, elected me to serve as the president of the Illinois State's Attorneys Association. Downstate attorneys twice elected me to serve on the Board of Governors of the Illinois State Bar Association. Additionally, I've been selected to serve on a number of important statewide commissions. If elected by the people of Champaign County for a third time, I will not retreat from the hard work of convicting dangerous and persistent criminals. The battle against crime must be fought, or the safety and security of our families and our community is placed at risk. We will continue to work to make Champaign County a better and safer place.
I'm Julia Reitz, and I am the Democratic candidate for Champaign County State's Attorney. I began my career as a prosecutor in the state's attorney's office. After graduating from the University of Illinois College of Law, I served as an assistant state's attorney in Champaign and DuPage counties, leading traffic, domestic violence, juvenile delinquency, and child abuse divisions, and successfully trying numerous felony and murder cases. I earned a reputation as a strong, fair, even-handed prosecutor. Currently, I'm a partner at Beckett & Weber in Urbana, concentrating in family law. I also teach at the University of Illinois Police Training Institute. I'm running for state's attorney because I have been disappointed by the decisions the incumbent has made in numerous high-profile cases and with regard to overall policies. The mishandling of the University of Illinois basketball player burglary matter, the Brady Smith child sexual abuse case, the recent Champaign police videotaping matter, and the University of Illinois parking meter theft cases have left the public questioning whether the state's attorney will exercise his considerable discretion fairly, consistently, and appropriately. As your state's attorney, I will reestablish your trust by revising charging policies, by repairing communication within the criminal justice system, and by making decisions with strong, even-handed justice foremost in mind. With regard to charging policies, I disagree with the current practice. In Illinois, based on statistics provided by the 2003 annual report of the courts, 20% of criminal cases are filed as felonies and 80% as misdemeanors. In Champaign County, however, 61% of criminal cases are filed as felonies and only 39% as misdemeanors. This practice of filing significantly more felonies than misdemeanors taxes our justice system. Cases that could otherwise be handled as misdemeanors crowd the felony docket, making it impossible for prosecutors to concentrate on the most serious, violent crimes. As a result, in 2003, only 64% of the felony cases filed in Champaign County resulted in convictions, lower than the state as a whole and significantly lower than comparable counties. With resources concentrated in felony cases, traffic, juvenile delinquency, and domestic violence cases are neglected. I will bring charging decisions in line, increase the overall felony conviction rate, and effectively use our resources to make our community safer. Most importantly, I will ensure that all decisions made by the state's attorney's office are made with the interests of justice foremost in mind. Our criminal justice system provides us with a wide range of choices for any situation and requires our prosecutors to use common sense and discretion when choosing how to handle each case. I will use my experience as a prosecutor and my common sense to make decisions with a focus on that overall concept of strong, fair, and even-handed justice in all cases. I would appreciate your support on November 2nd.
You're listening to The Candidate Square, a special presentation of WILL Radio. And now commentaries from the candidates for State Representative, 103rd District.
My name is Naomi Jacobson, and I'm the State Representative in the 103rd House District, which includes the University of Illinois campus, all of Urbana, most of Champaign, and a portion of Savoy. During my first term, I have strived to be an accessible legislator by going door-to-door, talking with constituents, and holding town hall meetings, district-wide hearings on senior issues, neighborhood social events, and working family office hours. I appreciate all of the feedback I have received from local residents. This feedback has helped me protect our children by requiring federal criminal background checks on all school employees, making it illegal for sex offenders to live near a school, and requiring child molesters to be supervised and registered as sex offenders for life. This year, I voted repeatedly against raising my own salary because I didn't feel it was right to accept a pay raise because there are important state programs that are in need of funding. Even though I was able to secure over $3 million new dollars in state funding for our local schools, I believe we can do more to provide our children with the best education possible. As an alumna and former instructor at the University of Illinois, I have a personal stake in the future of the university. I have led the fight against cuts in state funding and was successful this year in ensuring the university's budget will remain level for the first time in 3 years. I look forward to continuing our work on these important issues. I would appreciate your vote on November 2nd.
Hi, I'm Deb Frank-Finan, and I would like your vote to be your state representative. I served for 11 years on the Champaign County Board, 4 as vice chair. I am a local attorney, a wife, and a mother of a 3-year-old who will soon be entering our local schools. I believe the biggest issue facing the state is funding for education. As our local schools struggle to find funds to serve students, we have an opportunity in Illinois to fully fund education. I support change. I support education funding reform. I am a proud graduate of our public schools. I had fantastic teachers who prepared me well. When I was a student, our local school struggled with funding issues, but today the situation is dire. Illinois ranks 48th in the nation for the state's share of school funding, with a base level spent per student that is over $1,000 below the recommended level. More than 85% of school districts are operating deficit budgets, with 25% experiencing deficit budgets for at least 3 years. Our problem lies in our over-reliance on the property tax. The basic plan for reform would be a property tax swap that provides property tax relief in return for additional income tax revenue. This also includes a continuing appropriation of money to schools so that the money cannot be taken for other purposes by the legislature. Under the plan, Urbana and Champaign combined would receive about $15 million more dollars for schools, and local taxpayers would see approximately the same amount of money in property tax relief. The plan, known as House Bill 750, includes taxes that I do not support, Because I am dedicated to improving the business climate in Illinois, I do not support increasing the corporate tax rate, removing some of the business sales tax exemptions, expanding the sales tax to services, or taxing retirement income. As proposed, House Bill 750 will generate about $2 billion more than what is needed for the state to fund 51% of K-12 education. I see this as the negotiating room, allowing the business and retirement tax portions of the plan to be removed or negotiated downward. We should not shortchange our schools because that shortchanges our children and our future. I support education funding reform, and I encourage you to support it as well. I am Deb Frank Finan, and I would be honored to have your vote on November 2nd.
Hi, I'm Tom Mackeman, candidate for representative for the 103rd State House on Socialist Equality Party. I'm a graduate student in history at the University of Illinois and have lived in Champaign for 5 years. The Socialist Equality Party is also running candidates for president and vice president. It publishes the online newspaper, the World Socialist Website, at wsws.org. In this election, voters have two options. On one hand, they have candidates representing the two parties of big business, the Democrats and Republicans. From Kerry and Bush down to Jacobson and Finan, these parties have nothing to say about the most urgent problems facing working people and students: the destruction of living standards, the rollback of civil liberties, and war in Iraq. Jacobson and Finan offer a perfect example of this hopeless political situation. Both promise not to raise taxes on Illinois billionaires and Fortune 500 businesses. They then turn to the working people of these cities and say hard choices must be made. What they mean by that is Illinois' chronic budget crises must be balanced on the backs of working people. Neither has a word to say about the war in Iraq and its enormous social price, which is bankrupting government from Washington down to Champaign and Urbana, and which has already killed more than 1,000 Americans and thousands more in Iraq. But workers and students in District 103 have a choice. They can vote for the Socialist Equality Party by marking my name, Tom Mackeman, on the ballot and by writing in the names of our presidential and vice presidential candidates, Bill Van Auken and Jim Lawrence. The Socialist Equality Party stands opposed to both the Democrats and the Republicans in their shared policies of militarism, police state repression, and starvation of basic public services. Our online newspaper, the WSWS.org, consistently exposes the servile character of both Democrats and Republicans to the financial oligarchy. The Socialist Equality Party is running in this election to lay the groundwork for the building of the mass party of the international working class, a party that will put an end to war and place human need above corporate profit.
Next on the Candidates Public Square, commentaries from the candidates for Circuit Clerk of Champaign County.
My name is Linda Frank, and as well as being your circuit clerk for 13 years, I served on the county board for 9 years and was a small business owner. I have served the community as a volunteer on various boards, including being the chairperson of the RSVP Advisory Board. Professionally, I have served as a chairman for the region for the Illinois Circuit Clerks Association and on their executive board. As circuit clerk, my primary responsibilities are the accurate and complete preservation of court records, responsible collection, investment, and distribution of all court-related money, which is collecting $10 million, and finally, providing fair and equal access to the court records. Primarily, my responsibilities lie in public service. My office serves as the buffer between the court system and the public. Each court case represents something significant in an individual's life. We file 50,000 new cases each year. It is very important to me that each and every client is treated with dignity and respect. I am the first circuit clerk in the state of Illinois to offer remote access to court records, for which I won a national award for excellence in government. Today, you can access those records at my website at www.cccircuitclerk.com. Accessibility, accountability, and service are what I strive to bring to the office. In my years of service to you, I have initiated many other new programs, such as I am the second circuit clerk in Illinois to offer direct deposit to recipients of child support, guided a seamless transition of court records, 1.5 miles of files, into the new courthouse, established the Crime Stopper fee, where offenders pay a fee to support the Crime Stopper program. I've collected over $100 million. Assisted in establishing this traffic safety program, providing first-time offenders an option to take a driving safety class to remove a minor violation from their record, and am serving on the governing board for the new Justice Automation Project. 2005 looks to be an exciting year at the courthouse. For my office, this means the introduction of imaging. Today, we have to pull as many as 600 files in a day and send them to our 11 courtrooms. My office will be using imaging for this information. That will be seen on a computer screen in the courtroom rather than files being sent up. This will transform the way we do business. I am Linda Frank. I am asking for the privilege of continuing to be your circuit clerk.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Clark, Democratic candidate for circuit clerk for Champaign County. I am the Urbana City Clerk and have held that position since 1993. I am the immediate past president of the Municipal Clerks of Illinois, which has a membership in excess of 900 paid members. As the newly elected circuit clerk, I plan to implement strategies that will address the myriad of issues that are negatively impacting the performance of the circuit clerk's office. One of the major issues that I will immediately begin to address is the tremendously high employee turnover rate. The employee turnover in the circuit clerk office has been as high as 81% in one given year. This is a clear indication there are serious employee morale problems that are ultimately affecting the performance of the staff and the citizens in which they serve. Many of my constituents have emphasized the need for change in leadership in the circuit clerk's position. Because of the inefficiency in processing court dockets and the general lack of customer service of some circuit clerk staff members when interacting with the general public. When I am elected, I will create a user-friendly office that will provide assistance to clients for a smooth transition through the judicial system. I will open the lines of communication with the employees by respecting their contribution to the operation of the office and encourage continued education for them. I will strengthen the efficiency of the office by implementing a check and balance system that will catch any oversights in docket preparation. I will bring the circuit clerk's office into this decade by providing electronic filing for court cases and ease the bottleneck that exists with the current administration. Because of the ineffectiveness of the current administrator, which has been ongoing for many years, the late Betty Mallow, a Republican who held the position of circuit clerk for a number of years, endorsed my Democratic candidacy when I ran for the seat in 2000. I am the first Democrat to be endorsed by a former Republican office holder. If you desire an experienced, proficient, and professional individual for the circuit clerk's office, please vote for Phyllis D. Clark on November 2nd.
This is the Candidates Public Square on WILL. And now commentaries from the candidates for auditor of Champaign County.
Hi, I'm Mike Frericks, and I'm proud to have served as your Champaign County auditor for the last 2 years. In my time in office, I've established a reputation as an aggressive watchdog over county spending and have been rewarded for the financial reporting that we produce in my office. With your support, I hope to continue safeguarding your tax dollars for the next 4 years. For those who don't know me, I was born and raised in the small northern Champaign County community of Gifford. My father's a truck driver, my mother's a secretary at the University of Illinois. I was the first person in my family to attend college, and I graduated from Yale University. Afterwards, I taught English in Taiwan before returning home to Champaign County. After returning, I ran an engineering company in Rantoul and was twice elected to the county board, where I served as vice chairman of the board. These experiences proved valuable when I began as auditor. The office has continued uninterrupted and at a high standard in the tradition of previous auditors Laurel Pressing and Jerry Parr. I began by immediately challenging spending and established a reputation for being tough on wasteful spending. As the only Democratic countywide elected official, it has been easy to maintain independence in office, but I've also worked with other office holders, such as the treasurer and sheriff, to find ways to save tax dollars. Many Democrats have endorsed me, and many Republicans my opponent. But I ask voters to look at what independent, nonpartisan groups have said about my office. This year I received one of two national scholarships to the Advanced Government Finance Institute for promising government finance officers. It was awarded based on demonstrated competence, creativity, and potential for a career in government finance. My office has been awarded the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting, and I have passed the Government Finance Officers Association's tests for governmental accounting, auditing, and financial reporting. The main functions of my office are paying bills, issuing financial reports, and administering payroll. No one has questioned how I have done this job. because I have met the high standards set by my predecessors and the Government Finance Officers Association. Auditing is not a glamorous job, but is an important one for the county and one I enjoy. And with your support, I hope to continue at it for the next 4 years.
I'm Brad Jones, and I'm running for Champaign County Auditor. I am currently a financial consultant with First Busey Securities and have over 16 years' experience in financial services. I have a degree in finance from the U of I and have also earned an MBA from Emory University. As county auditor, I will use this experience to improve the condition of Champaign County's finances. Champaign County needs a qualified auditor who will be an independent watchdog over excessive spending. Since my opponent was politically appointed auditor 2 years ago, he has remained silent while the county board has consistently overspent its budget. As county auditor, I will hold the county board publicly accountable when excessive or frivolous spending occurs. I will also provide financial analysis on new spending projects before the county board votes on them. Last year, the board came within one vote of establishing an expensive election commission without ever presenting a valid budget. If I'm elected auditor, I won't allow that to happen. In Champaign County, the auditor is the county's agent for its pension plan with the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund. The county board relies on the auditor for advice on decisions that affect that plan. Last year, after the stock market suffered its worst losses since the Depression, the county's pension plan began to rapidly sink into underfunded status. However, my opponent failed to adequately understand or inform the board of the looming financial problems. He should have told the board not to further compound the pension deficit by passing a costly $2.5 million early retirement incentive package. According to IMRF, the county's pension plan will now be over $6 million underfunded next year. This deficit will be a major burden on county taxpayers for years to come. As your auditor, I will be committed to properly administering the county's pension plan. The county simply cannot afford to allow the current auditor, who possessed scant financial experience and a German studies degree before he was appointed 2 years ago, to continue making financial mistakes as he tries to learn on the job. Champaign County needs a qualified auditor to protect the taxpayers' money. In closing, if you ran your own business and hired someone to assist with financial matters, would you hire someone with many years of both financial education and experience, or someone who possessed neither? We should be just as careful when we select someone to manage the county's finances. On November 2nd, I'm asking you to elect me, Brad Jones, Champaign County Auditor.
Next on the Candidates Public Square, commentaries from the candidates for Recorder of Deeds of Champaign County.
Hello, I'm Barb Frasca, your Champaign County Recorder of Deeds. Not only am I your elected county recorder, I'm a lifelong resident of Champaign-Urbana. I graduated from the University of Illinois with a Bachelor of Science degree in elementary education in 1984. After graduating, I taught grade school in the Armstrong and Champaign school districts for about 10 years and sold real estate throughout Champaign County. My first campaign for the Office of Recorder focused on three main goals: updating the aging computer indexing and storage system, making the office more accessible to the general public, and improving public service. I'm very proud that I've accomplished the goals that I set for myself. We have updated the computer system twice in the 8 years that I have been in office. The current system builds on the past while making indexing and searching of recorded documents faster, easier, and safer. The new technology now allows internet access to both long-term users and occasional users who want to access property information from the comfort of their home or business. This information is available 24/7 from any internet connection for your convenience. As Champaign County Recorder, I've worked hard to instill in visitors a positive feeling regarding their dealings with our office. We have moved from a civil service mentality to create a customer service-driven workplace. I'm proud that throughout the past 8 years, I've taken people that work for the government and made government that works for the people. I'm very proud of my coworkers who have faced record-setting years in the real estate and banking markets. They've worked diligently to record and safeguard your land records, all the while taking the time needed to offer help and assistance to the public. Brenda, Ellen, Tony, Diane, Sherry, and Jackie are truly special people who consistently amaze me with their willingness to go out of their way for the public good. I thank them for their dedication and service. My goals for the next term are to build upon the accomplishments of the past 8 years. I look forward to working with other departments to put in place a state-of-the-art archival system for the storage, archiving, and retrieval of plats of subdivision, surveys, and monument records. These are the landmarks of our property ownership, and their safety is a top priority. I will work to continue the conversion of microfilm documents into digital images to improve the quality of the image as well as its long-term viability. I look forward to working closely with the GIS program to make property records a cohesive part of the overall information available to the public, and of course to continue our high level of customer service and accountability. I look forward to my third term as your county recorder and would appreciate your vote for Barb Frasca on November 2nd.
My name is Rick Summers, and I am a candidate for Champaign County Recorder of Deeds. I have been a Champaign County resident for 16 years. I attended college at the University of Southern California and Garland College in Arkansas. I worked as an aerospace engineer on the Apollo spacecraft and the Saturn rocket. I also managed Hilton Inns and Holiday Inns all over the country, and I was an instructor at Parkland College for 3 years. I have owned property in Champaign County, and my wife, children, and grandchildren consider this their home. I am a Korean War and a Cold War veteran, United States Air Force. My community activities and worldwide activities are impeccable. The issues I bring to the voters is to increase the efficiency of the office, increase morale in the workplace, increase the friendliness and service of the office, and above all, working full-time as a recorder of deeds. I believe service to the public and management are the most important aspects of this office, along with accuracy and turnaround time for documents being filed. There is an excellent staff working in the recorder's office. There are no plans of removing any of them like the current recorder did when she took over the office. In researching the recorder's offices throughout the country, the technology that Champaign has is right up to date. But that technology would have happened regardless of who was in office, which Mrs. Frasca has taken credit for. Out of the 8 years that the recorder has been in office, I would ask, has she worked any of those years full-time? My experience in business and service to the public makes me an ideal candidate for the Champaign County Recorder of Deeds.
You're listening to the Candidates Public Square, a special presentation of WILL Radio. Next, we'll hear commentaries from the candidates for coroner of Champaign County.
Hi, this is Deputy Coroner Dwayne Northrup, and I am running for Champaign County Coroner. Since joining the coroner's office in 2001, I have investigated well over 1,000 deaths. I have received training at the St. Louis School of Medicine in medical legal death investigation. I have been involved in multiple trainings related to responding to mass fatality incidents and weapons of mass destruction. I was appointed to the Champaign Area Child Death Review Team in 2001 and elected vice chair of the team in 2004. I have also received special training in child death investigation. I have specific plans for the future of the coroner's office. I have been talking with state legislators to increase the fees for certain offenses. The money from these fees would be given to coroners throughout the state with trauma centers in their counties based on the total traumas they investigate each year. This money would then be used to pay for traumas that originate both inside and outside Champaign County. I will also perform upgrades to the computer system, which will assist in better tracking of statistical information and update our website to include more usable and accurate information, such as up-to-date inquest details. In closing, as a deputy coroner, I understand that the position of coroner requires a person who can perform the day-to-day death investigations along with managing the administrative duties for the office. The coroner's office operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is done with minimal staff to investigate the more than 1,300 deaths our office handles each year. Electing someone with experience in the office will ensure that costs are kept to a minimum. Autopsy costs will rise and man hours will increase with an inexperienced person in the position who does not have the expertise to determine when an autopsy is necessary. I urge you to vote for proven knowledge and experience on November 2nd. Vote for Deputy Coroner Dwayne Northrup for coroner.
Hello, my name is Mark Medlin. I'm currently the candidate for coroner of Champaign County on the Democratic ticket. Presently, I'm a police officer for the city of Champaign and have been for the past 25 years. In addition to being a police officer, I'm also an instructor at Parkland College in the criminal justice program. I'm married to Deborah Medlin, who is an instructor at the University of Illinois in the Child Development Lab. We have three sons who attend Unit 4 schools. I believe that there are two major issues in this race, the first being the need for a morgue for Champaign County. Currently, there is not one facility with dedicated space for the use of the coroner's office, a hodgepodge of different facilities that are available only on an if space is available to loan out is the current method of holding decedents. My plan would be to utilize Homeland Defense money to either renovate an existing structure or to build a new facility to meet our needs. Either way, no taxpayers' money will be used to construct or renovate this building. The second issue concerns the trauma center in Urbana. Currently, people who are brought to the center and die from their injuries or illnesses become the responsibility of the coroner of Champaign County, making us responsible for the autopsy and the inquest. The coroner's office just last month asked for an additional $30,000 to cover these incidents until the end of the fiscal year, which is November 30th. My plan would be to make these cases the responsibility of the coroner's office in which the incident occurred, not where the person died. Lastly, I believe that my over 25 years in law enforcement makes me an excellent candidate for this position. Illinois law, enacted in 1996, clearly states that the coroner has the same responsibilities that a police officer or sheriff's deputies have. I believe I have those qualifications. The job of coroner is too important, I believe, to be handled by someone who does not have these same qualifications.
Our final set of commentaries will be from candidates for the 15th Congressional District. But first, to let you know, Commodity Week will air in its entirety immediately following this program. You can also listen to Commodity Week on the web at will.uiuc.edu. Go to AM on the left side of the page, and then Agriculture on the right. And now candidates for the 15th Congressional District.
First, we hear from Tim Johnson.
It's been an incredible honor for me to be able to represent the people of this district over the last 4 years, and I'm happy with what we've been able to accomplish in that period of time. We passed numerous pieces of tax reform, including repeal of the death tax, that I'll continue to fight for, ending the marriage penalty, and increasing the child tax credit. We've passed broad-based homeland security policy, including the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, and we've increased funding for the Department of Education more than any department in the last 4 years, and have appropriated record-high amounts for Title I and Individual with Disabilities Education Act at the same time. As a member of the House Committee on Ag, I played an integral role in the drafting and passage of the Farm Bill, which has played a role in expanding the farm economy over the last 2 years, which can be seen in the stable prices of corn and soybeans and the current robust Illinois farm economy. We've opened up new opportunities with trade partners, including the Bush administration's signatory on at least 11 trade agreements, opened new markets for our farmers, small businesses, and manufacturers. While I'm extremely proud of the legislation we passed in Congress, I am most proud of being able to be a liaison between my constituents and the federal government. Citizens of this district deserve the best and most timely service they can receive from their government, and I prided myself in always being available to help in any way that I can.
Hi, my name is Dr. David Gill, and I'm the Democratic candidate for Illinois' 15th district seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. I'm not your everyday sort of politician. I'm an emergency room doctor. About 12 years ago, I joined a group called Physicians for a National Health Program, PNHP. I've understood for many years that by not having a comprehensive national health care system, we waste hundreds of billions of dollars per year, and we leave so many people without the care they need. Every developed country in the world, except us, has some type of national health care plan. This is often a matter of life and death. I recently cared for a 73-year-old woman in the emergency room whose tongue had swollen to 3 times its normal size and was literally choking her to death. When I asked her daughter why her mother had allowed this to progress for 5 long hours, she replied, "Mom was so worried about the medical bills this would cause." Our current system is absolutely unacceptable. Putting our seniors in a position like this is inexcusable. 45 million Americans have no health insurance, and about 90% of them work full-time. Those who do have insurance have to deal with skyrocketing premiums. It seems that Washington will never take action on this until we get different kinds of people in Washington, which is why I'm running for Congress. My plan, the PNHP plan, would be funded by taxes, but you would no longer be paying insurance bills, doctor bills, or hospital bills. More than 95% of Americans would save large amounts of money, and all Americans would receive all the health care they need. The recent disaster of the flu vaccine shortage is yet another example of why America desperately needs a national health care program. the companies that would be capable of producing flu vaccine here in America choose not to do so because it is not profitable enough for them. Under a federal health care program, there would be sufficient flu vaccine available each year for all Americans because such a system is focused upon the well-being of people rather than shareholder profits. It's no surprise to me that we are now turning to Canada to try to bail us out of the flu vaccine crisis. They have national health care, and they actually have surplus doses of flu vaccine available. My opponent, Tim Johnson, has stated that this type of health care system would doom American medicine. This current flu vaccine crisis is yet another indicator that he has little understanding of health care in America. This issue crosses party lines, appealing to both Democrats and Republicans. My message has been greeted with great enthusiasm, especially by our senior citizens, farmers, and small business owners. Please vote for me, David Gill, on November 2nd.
For more information on candidates for public office, please visit our website, will.uiuc.edu. The Candidates Public Square is a companion to the Public Square on AM 580, which is open to any and all opinions, especially responses to commentaries heard here. The opinions reflect only those of the speaker. To submit a commentary, you can start the process by calling the Public Square information line at 217-244-5074, or you can see the complete commentary policy on our website, will.uiuc.edu. This is WILL, Urbana.